Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is Saturday, August 1st already. Can you believe it? August 1st, 2020. The year is flying by. We are headed at breakneck speed toward the elections of 2020, a defining moment for America. It is a time that is going to try men's souls, as we are already seeing, but we want to stand together as the remnant, as patriots, God-fearing, freedom-loving patriots who love America as the gift that was given to us from on high. But the battle is on for it. There is a fight, and right now there's a wrestling match over, and it's really going to come down to who wants it more. Who wants it bad enough to really do what's necessary to hold it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. There's a couple of things going on. I just wanted to point out, if you guys remember me talking about it, and you may have seen it in your own news feeds, that ISIS has called for lone wolf attacks against targets of opportunity in the United States, namely arson. So they are calling for starting forest fires and fires at industrial places in the United States. Last week, there were three fires over in Ferry County, Washington. I had a Ameron operator give me an update on that. One of them was reportedly started from a vehicle crash, but two others are arson. Now, there are other arson fires, several that have been reported this last week over in Idaho, and this is at the Idaho Department of Lands fire information. So we're not talking about, you know, runaway hysterics on Facebook by some unvetted person, an unknown source. This is Idaho Department of Lands on their Facebook page. Highway 95 fire updates, and this is a few days old. This was on the 28th, but they reported six new fires. The number of intentional fires, intentional, we're talking arson here, along Highway 95 is now 14. Fire investigators from Idaho Department of Lands fire information and Idaho State Fire Marshal's office were on scene on the 28th, 2 miles north of Naples, Idaho, for six more fires. Fires were again on the west side of the road, southbound traffic. Fire officials urged the public to report any information they might have on either string of fires along Highway 95. Information can be direct messaged to either of their Facebook pages or by calling 877-75-ARSON. Once again, that number is 877-75-ARSON. So we got to keep an eye out, got to stay vigilant out there. Of course, every time somebody starts a forest fire deliberately doesn't mean it's ISIS, but we also know that they have added that to their top of their preferred list for initiating attacks against the United States to cost us money, to cause damage in natural resources, homes, towns, and to divert emergency services. So keep an eye out there. Thanks for Ranger Rick. Thanks to Ranger Rick for sending that in. Now, on a little bit different note here, something that we've been tracking this week, there's an article over at Oregon Live under the crime section, and this is what I brought up, I believe, yesterday. Oregon's governor announces a phased withdrawal of federal officers from Portland. They are allowing insurgents, insurrectionists, to barricade federal officers inside of federal buildings because they're opposed to immigration. They're opposed to President Trump sending federal agents there to protect federal buildings, which has inflamed the communist revolutionaries and incensed the governor and the mayor, and in not just that town, but several others, Seattle, the governor of Washington. They are just decrying this tyranny. And now the United Nations is calling for an investigation into overreaching tactics by President Trump by using federal troops or disproportionately using force against these demonstrators. They're not demonstrators. They're not protesters. They are insurgents. I would say as soon as they start throwing artillery shells at federal agents, as soon as they start throwing Molotov cocktails, as soon as they start using deadly force, drone strike, these are enemies, domestic enemies. They are domestic insurgents. Their intent is to overthrow our government. Unlike the false accusations against patriots who were not trying to overthrow the government, and they weren't anti-government, and we are not anti-government. We're anti-tyranny. We insist that the government follows the Constitution and not overstep their boundaries and holds to their oath to uphold and defend the rights of the citizens and the republic and the Constitution. And they call us anti-government. When we stand up and speak out, even take action against overreaching tyranny, and you have insurgents in the streets, and they want to call them demonstrators, who have openly stated their intent is to overthrow our government and replace it with a new system, a communist system or no system at all, anarchy, which will never happen. It's going to be some form of communism. And they still insist on calling them demonstrators with the aid of the media. There are a whole lot of parties here that are culpable. So the Oregon governor says there's going to be a phased withdrawal of these occupying forces. Occupiers, she calls them. That's another person that should just be arrested, because they're actually aiding and abetting enemy terrorists by their actions. So apparently, as much as the media wants you to think that the governor of Oregon has some type of leg up over the federal government, telling them they have to remove these occupiers and announcing that she has negotiated some type of withdrawal of these federal officers because she won't do it herself. Well, the reason why there is going to be a phased withdrawal is because behind closed doors, the ultimatum was basically given: if you don't clean up your own streets, we will clean them up for you. Now, the only way you're getting rid of us is if you bring in State Patrol, Oregon State Patrol, to clean up your own mess, to discipline your own children, so we don't have to. So apparently the agreement now reportedly is that state police are going to be used to do, well, what they should be doing in the first place, and not requiring federal agents. The reason why there's federal agents in these cities protecting federal buildings and monuments and so on is because these leftist, I would say communists, governors and mayors and city council members are negligent in their duties to keep the peace and fomenting an insurrection. So the acting Homeland Security chief said in a separate announcement, he said he'd been in talks with the governor in the last day and agreed to a joint plan to end the violent activity in Portland directed at federal properties and law enforcement. And he said that, however, federal agents will remain in Portland. He said, "Let me repeat, our entire law enforcement presence that is currently in Portland yesterday and the previous week will remain in Portland until we are assured that the courthouse and other federal facilities will no longer be attacked nightly and set a fire. What is it, 63, 64 days now? Absolutely unacceptable. So apparently, Governor Brown reached out to him after she had talked with Vice President Mike Pence. So we'll see where that goes. But they are definitely escalating. We're looking at we're watching the buildup as we get closer to the elections. The Forward Observer with Sam Culper put out an early warning on Thursday. So just the day before yesterday. And he's got an executive summary. I'll share a couple of the things here. We strongly recommend Forward Observer. Great analysis of things is developing. He's doing a good job of tracking the insurgency, but under delay, the topic of delay. President Trump questioned whether or not the November election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. That's got the leftists just spinning out of control, which is great. In Portland, officials reached an agreement yesterday to reduce federal law enforcement presence in Portland, Oregon. Oregon State Police will increase their presence in the downtown area, but federal law enforcement officials say no withdrawal will occur unless the threat to the federal courthouses recedes. There you go. So they're running the headlines that the governor has negotiated a withdrawal and the reduction of federal agents. Well, that's conditional. You do your part, and then we'll see. But there, as we've seen these leftist groups become increasingly organized, alarmingly so, where they are not just demonstrators, they are demonstrably, arguably, insurgents. Now there's another one that's just coming online called the Civil Defense Corps. Sounds great. Or the Civilian Defense Corps. They've got a posting here. It says the Civil Defense Corps. But this is from the Forward Observer. It is the duty. This is what they posted. It is the duty of the strong to protect the weak. Well, so far I'm in agreement. Deadly force should be used to protect the people and self from tyranny. Well, I agree with that part as well. And then they write, shoot him in the face only because they wear armor everywhere. Okay, so that's the guidance given. Now, from a warfighter's perspective, and as far as giving sound tactical advice, so far so good. But who is this being directed to, this sound tactical advice from a warfighter perspective? Well, the analysis or the comment from the analyst at Forward Observer writes this. The Civilian Defense Corps, based out of Columbia, South Carolina, is the latest armed leftist group to surface. The organization's numbers are unknown, but the group appears to be well organized with a rank structure, uniform code, donation funnels, physical fitness requirements, and a governing body structure. The group's Kuwaiti-born chief of corps operations, Waleed Hakim, is a former police officer, a Marine Corps veteran, and avowed communist. Isn't this something? We have a Muslim name, Waleed Hakim, former police officer and a Marine Corps veteran. That's just a shame there, which means he's taken an oath twice as a police officer and a Marine Corps veteran to uphold and defend the Constitution. And we see further evidence of this red-green axis, Islam joining the communists. So here's an Islamic name anyway, as a vowed communist. On Facebook, Hakim has called for the eradication of fascism mercilessly, vigorously, and completely through direct violence, quote-unquote. In response to recent federal law enforcement presence in Portland, Oregon, the group directed followers to shoot police officers in the face only because they wear armor everywhere. And then they also comment here, armed leftist groups are likely to proliferate as we near the election. Media focus on right-wing groups is likely the primary driver for the left's burgeoning gun culture with revolutionary political aims. A close second. Sam Culper does a really good job. And of course, there's other groups as well that we've been well aware of for a long time. These are armed, the military arm of the insurgency. And we have the Redneck Revolt. We've got the Socialist Rifle Association and what's it, John Brown Gun Club. So now we have the Civilian Defense Corps. And, of course, we've got the NAFC or NFAC. They want to form a their own black nation, carve a chunk of it out of the United States, have their own country. But they're not off to a very good start because they keep shooting their own people. It's highly trained military veterans, as they claim. But, yeah, it's very interesting. Very interesting to watch what's unfolding in our own country, on our own soil. And this is engineered. This is being fomented. And, you know, one day we'll read the history books and say, boy, when should we have dealt with this? How could we have let this go so far before it was so late that now a lot of people have gotten hurt? Well, because we weren't willing to do what we needed to do. We should have just picked up right where we left off in the 50s and 60s, rounding up communists. Instead, we let them fester, use our own system against us. Oh, they have the constitutional right to speak out. Well, those words, when they're developed or into action, are the destruction of our country. So those who empower them and let them acted like the Constitution is a suicide note. So, and of course, we also know that this Constitution is not suitable for governing any other people than moral and religious people. That's what John Adams said. Anyway, let's take a break. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters. That's WERKZ.com. Works Holsters, making custom Kydex holsters here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. We'll be back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt right after this.
Christians, give thanks that the Son of God came into the world to save humanity. Jesus Christ inspires us to love one another with hearts full of generosity and grace.
Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs, whomever among you sees a wrong.
That we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
We can see clearly that America is fighting for its very soul.
I will end the Muslim ban on day one.
Imagine what our country could accomplish if we started working toward one people under one God, saluting one flag.
I'll be a president who seeks out, listens to, and incorporates the ideas and concerns of Muslim Americans. That will include having Muslim American voices as part of my administration.
Let me quote from the Bible, from 1 John chapter 4.
The Prophet Muhammad instructs, your vote is your voice. Muslim American voices matter.
There are over 90 million Christians in the United States today. When we unite and turn our faith into action, we have tremendous influence. What could our communities look like if we as believers stood for Judeo-Christian values at the ballot box? We aren't doing this alone. We are joined by millions of Christians across the country who are committed to standing for biblical principles. When we think about the issues important to our faith, biblically line them up against the candidates, pray for God's wisdom, and then turn our faith into action and cast our vote, then we lead our communities to real solutions that are right and true. But we must show up and take a stand. Our communities need us. Our nation needs us. And together, we can be the difference.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. This segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, six beautiful furnished units right there on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Patriot-owned business. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. Man, are you guys having it? You got enough heat going on where you are? Is there everybody warm enough last few days? Another hot one. It's supposed to cool down just a little bit here, but man, pretty brutal. We've got elections coming up on Tuesday for you folks that live in Washington, and we've been talking about the candidates. I'm going to share some of those with you here in just a couple of minutes as far as the recommendations for candidates that Lady Liberty has been reading off just about every morning on the morning commute, which we're going to reemphasize on Monday morning, Tuesday morning. Those ballots are going to start rolling in, and fingers crossed, we need some. Right now is the time. We're down to the wire. You're trying to find out, man, who do I vote for? Well, there's some really great, in my research, looking for a biblical, Christian-based kind of a voter guide. It's really hard. Now, I am a strong proponent of the John Birch Society, JBS. It is a faith-based patriot organization that has done an amazing job educating its members and the public on our heritage, the Constitution, our founding documents, on civics. It's just really amazing. It's kind of like Wall Builders, but like coming to your neighborhood where you are interacting with it and engaging and being involved directly in the political system. That's why I'm such a huge supporter of the New American Magazine and the John Birch Society. Long time watchdogs against communism and other threats to the United States. But the John Birch Society doesn't endorse political candidates. But when you are in the John Birch Society and your local chapters, you're engaged and you're on the inside track and you know who's who. You understand who's got the track record for fighting for traditional American ideals and who does not. They're working with various different elected officials, educating them. And so they get you want a really good pulse on who's who should I vote for? When two different guys are saying, vote for me, I will fight for your gun rights, or I will vote for the things that you want me to, I will fight for those things that you guys care about. Well, how do you know? Especially when two people are saying the same thing. Well, obviously, you know, you look at their track record, you'll know them by their fruits, but still, sometimes it's really hard to tell. I came across a really excellent site. It's called biblicalvoter.com. Now, it's nationwide, but they narrow it down to the local elections, and they've got guides that will take you deep into the candidates. Let me just share some of this with you guys. The Biblical Voter. Now, there's a caveat here. I'll talk about that in just a second. Now, this organization is good. There's no way that they can vet everything, so they count on state and regional and local areas that are doing vetting on the candidates in their areas that are, you know, appear to be faith-based. So they've got state voter guides, the 2020 state primary election dates, so you can see when the primaries are in your state. You can register to vote online. They've got a biblical voter registration drive, educational videos on elections, party platform comparisons. Maybe you were raised, maybe your parents were Democrats. So you're registered as a Democrat, but boy, the Democrat Party is not doing things that line up with your values and your views. But, you know, you've always been raised Democrat or independent or, you know, whatever. Maybe you don't know the difference between the two. They've got it all laid out right here, what they stand for. The Family's First Pledge, an example of a candidate questionnaire. Maybe if you don't have something going on in your area, you could put something together and facilitate that. Well, they've got guides to do that. How to find your polling location, all of this stuff, congressional scorecards, and many, many more resources. Biblical answers for today's questions. These are all good, really good, at biblicalvoter.com. Now, here's what I was really excited to see, because you don't see this very often. They've got a icon you can click on called the Deep State and Communism. This is awesome because very few people are addressing communism. It's like, oh, communism, that's just, yeah, that's kind of way out there. We're not going to talk about communism because that's kind of, now you're getting into the extreme. Well, no, these guys understand it. We've got several videos. Jonathan Kahn's video, The Return, posted there. The Specter of Communism by the Epoch Times. The Edge of Wonder video by Ben Kestein and Rob Counts. Why communism is the deep state's mind control cult. This is great stuff, guys. They've got several videos. Lenin, Mao, Karl Marx. It goes right to the root of this doctrine that we're up against. The agenda, grinding America down. Trevor Loudon with his movie Enemies Within, which is Lady Liberty had mentioned a couple days ago. This is just really good stuff. But the caveat I was talking about was one of the state voter guides that they link us to is, let me pull it back up. So We Believe We Vote. This is supposedly a Christian, and it's a Christian voter guide, but it's who you should vote for in Washington State. But they have numerous times recommended people that were not, they were mainstream establishment Republicans. And right here, they're giving Freed higher marks than they are giving Culp, which I'm out of time, so I can't really go into depth on. But I want to share with you, you know, some other time. Real quick, let me get the names to you. Who we're recommending for governor is Lauren Culp for governor, Attorney General Brett Rogers for congressional districts, District 5, Stephen Major, Lieutenant Governor Marty McClendon, Kim Wyman for the Secretary of State, Dwayne Davidson, State Treasurer, Chris Laba for State Auditor, Sue Peterson for Commissioner of Public Lands, Ron Higgins for Superintendent, and the Insurance Commissioner, Anthony Welty. So anyway, there you go. This is the list that I have right in front of me. But again, we're out of time. You guys have a safe, blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. God bless.